we're offering to ourselves. In other words, as the Daily Message stated, we're coming into agreement with our highest claim. Now, that's indicative of our readiness to proceed. In other words, we have the responsibility to choose ascension, to choose the light. And when we say ascension, it's not like a tricky thing. It's not like, oh my gosh, I'm just like trying to figure out my daily life. That's ascension, because you're choosing a higher forecast. You're choosing a higher placement. You're choosing in English to evolve. And so as we evolve, it's like our progress is already stated. In other words, imagine climbing a ladder. There's a place, there's a placement for your footing to rest in your next occurrence, in your next acquaintance, in your next evolved status. So as you will choose to elevate, as you will choose to accelerate, as you will choose to advance, this is where our old mistreatment comes undone. Now, the old mistreatment is that we were responding to the ego's voice. So as we step into the new tomorrow, we open up our broadcast to the new discovery. So as we will receive these energies, as we will receive these allotments, we are choosing our new identification. We're choosing to evolve. We're choosing to let go of the old constraints. Now, as the message suggested, sometimes those old constraints are actually comfortable to our flesh. In other words, our ego is used to using that defense mechanism. We're used to staying put. We're used to kind of leaning on the old prognosis. So you want to be ready for leverage. You want to be ready for energy exchange. You want to be ready for movement. And so sometimes it's sort of like, well, I was kind of comfortable there, you know, if you don't mind too much. So they're showing me the Sun card. So in other words, we want to remember that we're traveling with the light. We want to remember that we're traveling with abundant forcefulness. In other words, Spirit's got us covered. God's got us covered. Our archangels have us covered. So it's allowing ourselves true, they're saying, again, ascension, but it's like allowing yourself to move from what was status quo of yesteryear. So this is, if you have been judging others and therefore that energy is keeping you at a lower frequency, well, that's going to come tumbling forth. If it's that you're sitting in a holding pattern and you're not working through a fear, well, don't be surprised if you suddenly tumble into exactly what you're scared of, because it's time for a promotion. So this is the important point to understand. Here I've got the Star card, I've got the Sun card. So these are very, very positive signaling, very, very positive energetic supports that are helping us forecast our destiny. And they're showing me like this bridge. The bridge over troubled water. I get that. Thank you. So it's like bridge linking us to our destiny. So the bridge over troubled water, the reason that presented is we're literally moving to the other side. So this is what we've been hoping for all the time. So we want to remember that whatever arrives, whatever lands in our lap, it's there for promotion. It's not there because we did something wrong. It's not there because why aren't the gods on our side? It's there because we're ready for that advancement. We're ready for our new forecast. We're ready for our new extreme of kindness. So it's there for our advancement. So as we will choose our delicacy. So this is where, when they say delicacy, I'm seeing profitability. In other words, you're moving in energy, you're moving in power, you're moving to retrieve that which is your destiny. So that's what delicacy. Delicacy is we're no longer eating bologna. Now we're eating the good stuff. Or if you're vegan, whatever your substitute item would be. But again, it's like that really just the tastiest. Now, this is important. They use the word delicacy intentionally, because a delicacy, it like treats your palate to the very best. Now, this is what is due each of us, the very best. And this is where it's not just about just skimming and getting by. It's really moving into our grand fortune, moving in. Oh my gosh. So here comes this very powerful, they're presenting me with a lion. So it's like this energy of the sun. It's self-promoting. So we want to remember that whatever is coming our way is helping us. I literally have like a checklist. So it's like, okay, this is what we needed in order to be ready for our next adventure. So everything that's coming forth, it's like helping us to check everything off our list so that we can self-promote. Because remember, we're moving to the other side of the bridge. So as you will allow your gifts, as you will allow your hall pass, in other words, it's your time, it's your signaling, it's your destiny. So to allow for truth or consequences, to allow for your grandest pleasure, to allow the light to show you the way. So they're literally showing me like a compass, and they're showing me the North Star, where it's like, I'm moving in the dark, everybody. But the light is showing you the way. Now, the light is very powerful, and it's going to show each of us new direction. It's going to show new affordability. It's going to show strength, acquirement, skill level, achievement, further broadcast. That is going to be a new signaling. In other words, what we have never achieved before. In this lifetime, may I add, it's not that we haven't already graduated. It's just up until now, this has been behind closed doors. So as we allow that, what would be the word? It's like as we allow that, that transference of consciousness, as we allow that transference of pleasure. In other words, it's like I literally have them taking my hand. It's like, here we go. And now we're traveling, and now we're moving, and now we're adjusting. So this is about allowing that heave-ho, allowing that conduit of faith to allow you to be mobile. In other words, to take you into new, they're saying sorcery, but it's sorcery of an alignment with source. So it's like you're sourcing your gifts, you're aligning with your truest claim. So there's movement, there's merging, and there's alignment. So as you will allow your full possession, as you will allow your holy advancement, everyone's muted, and yet I'm hearing noise. How could that possibly be? As you allow your whole advancement, it's your turn. It's your turn to sing your new song. It's your turn to create your destiny. It's your turn to move into fulfillment. So as we will come to agreement, as we will come to holy consensus, it's allowing that light to turn on our riches, to turn on our possibility, to turn on our extensive pleasure. So as we will allow ourselves to proceed, it's like just imagine you're starting like a new class or whatever, or a new semester. And it's like we're each being like loaded up on these spiritual treatises, these spiritual books, if you will. So these books, they're not heavy, but they're full of indicative value. So in English, they're full of all of our lifetimes, everything that we have learned in prior lifetimes, everything that we've come to possess, everything that we've come to claim, it's all afforded to us. And they're literally showing me an accordion, those old-fashioned accordions, or maybe not in other countries, but I haven't seen one in a while. But the idea, just think of a file folder, you know, like where you just put in all these files and it's flexible. So this is the point. It's like when it expands, it's our destiny. All of these files, all of these achievements, all of these lifetimes. And this is very important for us to they're saying, ground ourselves. They're saying it's very, my word was important. They're saying essential. It's essential teachings to realize we're simply turning on the knob. So imagine I had my phone go off. For whatever reason, Pandora was going off and there was the music. So I didn't have time to figure out how to turn off Pandora. I just lowered the volume. So this is what we've all done. We've lowered the volume in terms of our true knowledge because we had to pass our tests. We had to go through the highways and byways. We had to fulfill our soul contract in terms of having that amnesia, if you will, as we've been walking through. At this time, it's our time of bounty. It's our time of retrieval. It's our time of renewal. So we're signaling our readiness now to return to our holy consent. So here's the Merkaba, and here are all our gifting. So as we will receive the sacred knowledge, as we will receive our holy adventure, so this is where belief comes in. If you believe you're the singular, in other words, take your given name, take this, your history, this lifetime. If you believe that's all that they're saying you're worth, that's all that you come by, well, you're leaving empty-handed. So when we step into Merkaba, when we step into our holy exchange, remember the file folder. It's like one of those expandable folders, files, where it's like lifetime after lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. So every lifetime that you serve the light, all of these giftings, all of these, they're saying tangible assets. That's very essential. I keep using the word essential. Tangible. So it's not like pie in the sky. It's not like, well, if an angel decides to come visit me or whatever. It's your birthright. In other words, when you incarnated, it was with the given realization that at the proper timing, we were going to be harmonizing with our essential value. So this is where we're turning on the light. Oh my gosh. So the picture, the reason I just said, oh my gosh, the picture that they selected for that little message is that group tonight with that angel, I literally have an energy that's taking on the form of an angel that's showing us all that we are, all that we essence. And if you remember, someone happened to see that picture. You may not have even seen it, but look in your emails. She was pretty huge. I mean, she wasn't like a cute little hard Hallmark angel. She was energetically quite profound. So what they're indicating is that this is our destiny. Now, I literally have somebody all crunched up, almost like in a fetal position, but you're sitting upright. So imagine you're just sitting on the floor and your knees are up and you're just crunched over, and it's like you're almost rocking the way you would if you're having a hard time. It's almost like you're rocking yourself the way you would rock a baby. So you want to remember that for some of us, we're still moving out of the hurts. We're still moving out of almost like, you know, we've been through the war. We're still trying to recover. So what you want to realize is while you're still moving through that process, there is an echo. Just like the way the dolphins would communicate, it's like that sonar reverberation. So that is what is occurring as we're responding to our loveliness, as we're responding to our holiness, as we're responding to the new coding, to the new sequencing. It's giving us affordability. Now, she was all crunched over, and I saw her actually without clothing, but the symbolism, again, is like she's got no protection. So they're saying the reason I saw her naked, so to speak, but all crunched over, is because she feels like she's all alone in this, like no help, no support. I don't even have clothing. I don't even have any covering. So we're moving, but here's the thing. What they're showing me now is she's all crunched over, but there were these huge, enormous wings to represent her angelic status that she's using to cover herself with. So this is the point. So it's like we're trembling, we're in fear, we're lost, but meanwhile, energetically, we have these enormous wings of light. And so this is the whole point. As we receive this advancement, as we receive this truth, as we receive these codings, they're saying we flourish. We flourish. We come into our true status. We come into our true harmony. We come into our true reconciled value. So as you will allow yourself to receive these gifts, as you will allow yourself to receive these harmonies, remember, what we're receiving is our true denomination. In other words, we're coming back to fulfill our purpose in this lifetime, to fulfill, they're saying, our royal birth. Now, there's a reason to receive ourselves in royalty, to receive ourselves in that upgraded status. In English, to really increase your value and perception of self. And they're saying it's timely. It's timely because this is the time that we have chosen to rise. This is the time that we've chosen to claim our significance, to claim our true value, to claim our resurrected counsel. So again, resurrected, it's like we're rising above past hurts. We're rising above past placement and coming into our truest essence. So as we will seal our offering, as the offering, as we will seal this allowance, it's permitting us to dance. And I literally have, she got up now and it's like, okay, now she's in this beautiful gown and we're dancing. Now that's important because you're not looking for joy and happiness from the outer. So this is how we've been trained. I'll be happy when. So we're receiving our alignment in the inner. We're receiving our highest, our higher value in the present commodity. And so as we rejoice in that liberation, in other words, receiving grace, receiving chi, receiving higher value, aligning with the truth, these energies, these frequencies bring forth the manifestation. So it's almost like Abraham, like, you know, choose your next good feeling thought. So it's like, set yourself up for success. So this is what we're doing. We're choosing it, but we're also choosing this heavenly allowance. We're choosing the gifting that is being offered. So as we will receive in like kindness, this means be kind to self. This means to see yourself in your truth, not the way the ego would attend to you, because it is our job, our responsibility to keep releasing that like when we shortchange ourselves, we're responding with judgment or what we say to ourselves, what other people had said to us, that we just repeat like a parrot. We're learning how to replace that with our loveliness, with our acceptance, with our assurance, with our devotional status. In other words, being devoted to our higher presence. So this is an ongoing occurrence because I literally see it's like every time we do this, every time we say yes, we strengthen that united claim. In other words, it get that energy, that chi, that alliance gets stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. And we find our proper placement. Because remember, every thought, it has energy to it. And so we're combining our efforts. We're combining our loveliness. We're combining our holy occurrence to bring forth that evidence of love, to bring forth that grand pleasure, to bring forth that higher allowance. So as we will receive and seal this offering, as we will come into our own claim, as we will come into our own deliverance, we choose to abide by love. We choose to abide in love. We choose to abide as love. So as we will receive this, we receive and claim this ownership for all essential value. So that means in all moments, we're claiming this victory. So again, we claim the victory energetically. As we do this, this is what changes our lives because again, we're moving into new dimension. We're moving into new timeline. So we are claiming this. We are choosing this. We are uplifting. We are saying yes to grace. We are harmonizing with our highest value. So let us pray with the intent to seal this activation in all dimensions, in all realities. So as we do this, I literally have this tiger that's like flying. And so he's signaling that we like going aboard a foreign lands. But what it means is we're advancing. So as we advance dimensionally, That's how we seal our fate, because we're the ones that promote ourselves. So we exist on all these different in all these different realities. So as we agree with our holy acceptance, it's like we no longer have to play the script that's just going to keep showing us our wounds. So this is the whole point, is we become proactive stewards of love. We turn on the volume, and we no longer need those reminders from the external to show us where we're out of balance, because there's no need for it. There's no more purpose for it, because we already advanced. So that's sort of how we promote. That's how we self-promote. That's how we clean up our consciousness. That's how we accelerate. And that's how we bring forth. We bring forth the realities that are smooth, that are easy, that are supporting that interest of higher value, of self-love, duration. So I'm just going to say long-lasting duration, because when I see it, it's long-lasting. In other words, we've sealed it. It's like it's ours. So that's why it's so essential. And I see, like, every time we choose, it's almost like if you're fortifying like a button or something, where you're going to sew it a couple times to make it sturdy. So that's what we want to remember. Every time we graduate, every time we self-support, every time we come into agreement, it's that fortification. And then when we have enough strength and endurance, we graduate. So let us pray with the willingness to receive and proceed. Let us pray. 22 minutes, how about that? So it is. Okay, so everybody, welcome.